This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A series of airstrikes slammed into two pockets of Islamic State fighters and taking aim at fighters trying to cling to the last scraps of land to be part of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. The strikes late Thursday followed nearly 2 days of clearing operations in northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz, where hundreds of IS fighters surrendered earlier this week to U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in New Zealand, where 26 of the 50 victims of a mass shooting in a mosque last Friday were buried. The youngest victim was 3 years old. Earlier at an outdoor service across from the mosque where the attack occurred in Christchurch, Imam Gamil Fuda addressed a crowd of thousands, telling them that we are brokenhearted, but we are not broken. He also said that the world needs to stand up against hatred toward Muslims.
Islamophobia is real. It's a targeted campaign to influence people to dehumanize and irrationally fear Muslims.
Fuda also acknowledged New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who for holding our families close and honoring us with a simple scarf. He said that the Prime Minister's leadership was a lesson for the world. Earlier, Ardern imposed an immediate ban on all military-style semi-automatic and automatic rifles. The United States imposed sanctions Thursday on two Chinese shipping companies it says helped North Korea evade sanctions over its nuclear weapons program. It is the first such step since a U.S.-North Korean summit collapsed last month. The U.S. Treasury Department also issued an updated advisory that listed 67 vessels that it said engaged in illicit transfers of refined petroleum with North Korean tankers. This is VOA News. With one tweet, President Donald Trump again has signaled a significant shift in U.S. foreign policy. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, Mr. Trump tweeted Thursday that it is time for the United States to recognize the authority of Israel over the disputed Golan Heights.
On his personal Twitter account, Trump tweeted Thursday that it is time for the United States to recognize the authority of Israel over the disputed Golan Heights, which the Israelis seized from Syria during the 1967 war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly expressed his appreciation on Twitter for Trump's decision. Netanyahu, who is in a tough battle for re-election, is to make an official visit here next week and hold talks with the U.S. president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
An explosion at a pesticide plant in eastern China's province has killed 44 people and injured more than 600, according to state media. Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
The fiery blast injured hundreds of people overnight in the city of Yancheng in China's eastern Jiangsu province. Reports also say survivors were taken to 16 hospitals and that at least 640 people have been treated for injuries. The plant fire spread to neighboring factories, and media reported that children at a kindergarten nearby were injured in the blast. The cause is still under investigation, but the state-run China Daily says the company that ran the plant has been cited and fined for work safety violations in the past. Public anger over safety standards has grown in China. The country has been plagued by a string of industrial accidents, ranging from mining disasters to factory fires, that have tarnished three decades of breakneck growth.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. A week after a cyclone hit Mozambique, aid workers are racing against time to save people who remain cut off from food and medical aid. Officials say the death toll from the disaster is rising. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
The government says its priority will be to provide food and medical assistance to those affected by the floods. Forecasters predict torrential rains are expected through Thursday and flood waters are still rising. The UN World Food Programme said it was transporting enough aid for 600,000 people, and the UN has allocated $20 million to respond to the crisis. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
European leaders have given Britain until May 22nd to finalize a plan to leave the EU if Prime Minister Theresa May can get her plan past the British Parliament next week. Parliament has rejected the deal twice before, and if May cannot get some sort of agreement, the EU said it would back a shorter extension until April 12th. That's when Britain would have to place candidates in the European parliamentary elections. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.